We've heard of the Kurma Avata, Varaha, Simha, Ramana, Lakshmana, Ramana, heard of all these avatars. But mostly we haven't heard of the Gora Avata, Golden Avata. So actually it's very difficult to understand Gora Avata. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Manusha nam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhi ve yatatamani siddham kaschit mahdeti tatmatana. Out of thousands of persons, only one might be interested in understanding or attaining perfection. And of those who have attained some kind of perfection, hardly one knows me, Krishna says, in truth. And why should it be so difficult to understand Krishna? Throughout Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna clearly establishes that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aham sarvasya bhagavo matah sarvam bhagavate. I am the source of everything, Krishna says. Everything emanates from me. Matah parataram nanya kinchid asmi. There is nothing and no person greater than or equal to me, Krishna says. I am the origin of all the demigods and the great rishis. So Krishna is clearly saying that he is the Supreme Lord. He's not saying it in a roundabout way. Very straightforwardly, Krishna is establishing his position as Parameshwar Purushottam Bhagavan. So Krishna is telling directly that he is Bhagavan, but he's also saying that very few people can understand this. Why should it be so difficult to understand? If Krishna says, and then all the, as Arjuna says, all the great authorities on spiritual knowledge, they accept that Krishna is supreme. Devala, Masita, Nara, Vyas, all great authorities, they accept that Krishna is supreme. Why should it be so difficult to understand? Just like if someone comes from outside Tamil Nadu and they don't know what's going on here, and someone tells them that one man by the name of Karunanidhi is the chief minister of Tamil Nadu, you say, okay, you just accept it. All right, everyone knows. It's an accepted fact. So why should it be so difficult to understand that Krishna is the supreme? Because we are all vassals. We are all in this material world because we are rejecting Krishna. Ichha dvesha samutena dvandvamoheya bharata sarva bhutani samvaham sarve yanti karata. Because of material desire, because of envy of Krishna, we are in the illusion of thinking ourselves separate from Krishna. And thus we take birth again and again in this material world. So it is difficult to understand Krishna because we don't want to understand Krishna. This evening we are discussing the golden avatar, the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. By his mercy one can very easily attain the highest state of spiritual realization. That is ordinarily very difficult even for Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva to even imagine what to speak of attainment. Such a wonderful thing we are discussing. But how many people are coming to learn about this? Now that man whose name I was mentioning before, who is the chief minister, if he came to Namakkal, I'm sure more people would go to see him. Why is that?
Yeah, Admari.
That is due to a misplaced sense of importance. We think that he's very important and Bhagavan, he's not so important. And anyway, Bhagavan Rishima, he's sitting there in the temple. We can go and see him anytime. And we can pray to him and maybe we get something from him, maybe we don't. But from Karunanidhi, if he signs your paper, you can get something. Directly you can see. So we're on a very gross plan. We don't understand what are the actual gifts of Bhagavan. Bhagavan comes in so many avatars. And all the avatars, they come to tell us not to enjoy this material world, but that there is no possibility of ever enjoying this material world. And and the avatars, by giving this knowledge, they come to lift us up out of this material world. Avatar literally means one who comes down from above. That doesn't mean that they come down to our level. That doesn't mean they become material. They become material affected like us. But they move among us to lift us up. They come down from the spiritual world and they go up and they bring us up with them if we want to go. But very few people are willing to accept the merciful gift of the avatars because they want to enjoy this material world separately from God. And therefore, if there is some cheater who calls himself an avatar, he becomes very popular. There is one popular cheater who calls himself an avatar. He's popular at the present time. Popular at the present time, but it's like a fashion. For a few years he'll be popular, then they'll bring some other bogus avatar and like this. So he's become popular by teaching what they call the fart of living or something like that. He's teaching us how to be happy in this material world. So he's pretty popular, people like that. But he's a cheater, because anyone who's teaching you to be happy in the material world must be a cheater, because there is no happiness. Some newspaper reporter asked him, how many avatars have you taken? And he said, I don't know, I didn't count. So he's a mess, he's cheating. Other is this. He can cheat people who have no knowledge of Bhagavan and who do not want to know who is Bhagavan. But he can never cheat anyone who has read Bhagavad Gita as it is. That Bhagavan is not so cheap that just by growing a beard and smiling and talking some nonsense that you become Bhagavan. So the fact that there are so many cheaters like this proves that people in India are extremely stupid. But otherwise, how can all these bogus avatars become so popular? So, Krishna comes to make us intelligent, and he speaks Bhagavad Gita to save us from foolishness. But Krishna says, very few people understand me. Actually, it's not difficult to understand that Krishna is the Supreme. But we make it difficult because we are stubborn and foolish. But anyone who desires his own actual benefit must accept that Krishna is supreme and I am his servant. If one simply accepts that Krishna is supreme and I am his servant, then his life becomes fully auspicious. And if one does not accept that Krishna is supreme and I am his servant, then whatever else we may do, our life will never be auspicious. So unfortunately very few people understand Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and he has come to help us, to make it easier for us to understand Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadhamam Vivittaja, Vamekam Sharanam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarvapavevyo, Mokshayishami Mashuchana. But we are so cripple-minded, we think, why should I surrender? Or we invent some theory that it is not to Krishna we should surrender, but some imaginary, unborn, eternal within him. And in this way we avoid surrendering to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has seen the condition of people in India. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and seeing the condition of people in Kali Yuga, he has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The people in Kali Yuga, their general characteristic is Manda Sumanda Mati. They're foolish, unlucky, of bad disposition. And therefore, Krishna's straightforward advice for their benefit in Bhagavad Gita does not appeal to them. Generally, everyone who comments on Bhagavad Gita just makes a big mess of it and completely misinterprets it. So Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, chant first. Do kirtan first, then we'll discuss from this. So that's our program also. First we chant Hare Krishna, then we discuss from this. Because this kirtan is purifying and it helps to cleanse our consciousness so that we can begin to understand what are the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helps us to make it easier to understand Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is very difficult to understand, because when Krishna himself directly says, I am Bhagavan, and shows his Vishwa Rupa, and all the great rishis, they accept Krishna as Bhagavan, and still we find it difficult to understand Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa Avatar, Kavada Avatar. He doesn't directly say, he doesn't present himself as Bhagavan. So even when Krishna directly presents himself as Bhagavan, we find it people, very few people can properly understand that. So what to speak of when he covers himself, then it becomes very difficult. However, that he is Bhagavan is apparent from his activities and from Shastra. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has suggested that, well, even if we don't immediately accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Bhagavan, let us just try to understand what is he giving us, what is he teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not demand that we accept that he is Krishna. He came in the form of a devotee of Krishna. And a devotee always thinks of himself as a servant. A devotee is by definition a servant of Bhagavan Krishna. Now this is the great mystery of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us try to understand this. Why would Krishna come as a devotee of Krishna? And why would he be a covered incarnation? Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Everyone is meant to praise him. By praising him and serving him, every jiva attains the supreme perfection. That is the supreme perfection of the jiva. So every jiva can attain perfect happiness simply by serving Krishna, by doing Krishna bhakti. The jiva becomes perfectly happy by serving Krishna, because Krishna is happy to be served by the jiva. Krishna is anandamai, he is full of bliss. Akhila prasannata murti, he is the form of all nectarian wonderful exchanges. So Krishna derives happiness by being served by his devotees, and he gives happiness to his devotees by reciprocating them. So the devotees become fully blissful by offering leaf, flower, fruit, water with bhakti to Krishna. And Krishna becomes fully satisfied by receiving the bhakti of the devotees. But Krishna notices that actually my devotees, they get more pleasure from serving me than I get from being served by them. And especially the greatest devotee of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, her love for Krishna is so great that even Krishna is astonished by that. So Krishna, he is the supreme enjoyer, but he sees that the highest enjoyment is to serve me. So to experience the happiness that his devotees receive in serving him, specifically the happiness that Sri Radha has in serving him, he takes the form of his own devotee. You must have seen the picture of baby Krishna on a banyan leaf sucking the toe of his foot. You're all familiar with that picture. Ordinary babies. Ordinary babies do that also. All the mothers know. They've seen little babies sucking their toes. And this is not an ordinary baby. This apparent baby is worshipped by all the great demigods and all the great devotees. So even though he's in the form of a baby, he's still Bhagavan. So why is he sucking his toe like an ordinary baby man? Because he's thinking that all the devotees, they're anxious to get the, to taste the amrita of my Sri Charan. It must be quite good. Let me see what it's like. So to taste the nectar of his own bhakti, Krishna takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though he is Krishna, he has to accept another identity, that of a devotee of Krishna, just to taste the nectar of bhakti. And therefore he is chanda avatar, covered in Ganesh. Because he doesn't want to remember he is Krishna, he wants to think, I am a devotee of Krishna. If he thinks I am Krishna, then the mood that he has of wanting to serve Krishna, that will be broken. So therefore he is a covered in Ganesh. Now he's come, he's performed this lila, but now there is no more need for that to be covered. It should be broadcast to the whole world that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan. And that this avatar is Mahabalanya avatar. Every avatar comes simply to show their mercy to us. But the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given is more than all the other avatars. Krishna said, you surrender to me, then I will deliver you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just to chant the names of Krishna, and then simply by doing that, you will be delivered. Not only that, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Mayam. He is actually Radha and Krishna combined. So he is delivering us to the highest level of understanding Radha and Krishna. There are different levels of worship. Foolish people, they worship film stars and cricket stars. Some people worship snakes and ghosts. Others worship various demigods. Among the demigods, the topmost are Shiva and Shakti. Those who are intelligent understand Aradha Sarvesham Vishnu Aradha. There are not all types of worship, that of Vishnu is supreme. So Vishnu is worshipped in various forms. Rama, Krishna, Rama, Karuna, so many basic form of Vishnu, you know, is Lakshmi Narayana. Worship of the Narayana, that means the majestic form. But even a dearer form than Lord Narayana is Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan. Because he came and lived among the people and was so dear to them. But even dearer and even closer is Krishna. Because even Ram came among the people, but as the king, there was some distance between him and the subjects. But Krishna, there was no such distance because he played as a young boy, even the out of love, the elderly gopis would sometimes pull his ear in punishment for being a naughty boy. So, according to Tattva Vichara, the supreme form of Vishnu is Narayana. He shows his power, his glory, his majesty. But according to Rasa Vichara,
have some idea what this means, Rasa Vichara, maybe not.
According to gradation of loving exchanges, Ramachandra Bhagavan is even more dear than Narayana, and Krishna is even more dear than Ram. But even in understanding Krishna, there are different levels of understanding. Actually, not so much understanding, but loving. Bhakti is more about loving than understanding. Without proper understanding, there cannot be proper bhakti. But then, bhakti is much more than just mental or intellectual understanding. So in worshipping Krishna, his Dwaraka Leela, Rukmini Krishna, Satyabhama, this is wonder. But even more intimate and loving is to worship him as the little boy of Raja, the butter, the Gopal woman. But even beyond this, and very secret and very difficult to understand, is the love of the gopis for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the sentiment of Srimati Radharani. Radharani is the topmost book. Teaching or offering us bhakti. We can take to Krishna Bhakti at any level, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will show us the way to the gopis love Krishna. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation because he very freely gives the highest love of Krishna, that on the level of the gopis. Very freely gives means he gives by a very easy process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not teach us to perform very difficult austerities. He doesn't ask us that we have to learn so many shastras. He doesn't ask us that we have to give up our homes and our families. He simply asks us to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and very sincerely serve Krishna in the company of his pure devotees. And there's another reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most liberal and the most magnanimous. Because he gives the opportunity to take part in bhakti to everyone. Patra patra vichamahima isthanastam jeja hapaikarete prenandhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not consider who is eligible and who is ineligible. He doesn't consider what is a proper place or time. In any situation, he's to everybody, he's willing to distribute Bhagavad Krishna. It is very surprising that people from outside India are chanting Hare Krishna as carried by this great devotee Srila Prabhupada. Generally in the Western countries, they expect sadhus from India to perform some miracles. It's very famous in the West that there are sadhus in India who sit on beds of thorns. And generally in the West, they think that an Indian sadhu is someone who does some magic tricks. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was being interviewed by some newspaper reporters in America. And one newspaper reporter asked Prabhupada, well, what miracles have you performed? Srila Prabhupada pointed to his American disciples and said, these are my miracles. It is amazing that people from the hedonistic culture are now chanting Hare Krishna and leading a pure life. Why should they do that? People from India are mad to go to America because they're thinking that there's greater opportunity for sense pleasure. But people from the Western countries are coming to India and living as sadhus. Why? Because they are finding in the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something that the materialistic culture can never give. That is Krishna Prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Prema Pradaya. He is the great giver of Krishna Prema. So if one can get even a drop of a drop of a drop of that Krishna Prema, then it is worth more than all the everything else in the universe. It's very difficult to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But even if we don't understand, we can accept his gifts. It's very difficult to understand how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. But if we simply accept his process of chanting Hare Krishna, then we can be benefited. Even Ananta Shesh, who has millions of heads, he in billions of years can never even come to the can hardly even begin to glorify one of the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Kali Yuga we have less intelligence and we tend to be very proud and we're very foolish. But nevertheless, if we take to part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, we can overcome all our foolishness and very quickly attain Krishna. There are many thousands of people, very few will try to understand Krishna. Out of many thousands of people living in Amaka, a few will come here this evening to learn about Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we invite you to join the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What do you have to do to join the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement? Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And before that, we also have to chant
Shri Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Very simple process. Can you all chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Do it little by little, because some people don't know. Please say after me. Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita,
Shri Advaita,
Gadadhara,
Gadadhara,
Shrivas,
Shrivas,
Adi,
Adi,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
You can say with me,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So thank you very much for chanting with us. Maybe you didn't know, but by doing so, you just achieve more benefit than making 10 million padyatras to Badrinath and back. To Badrinath and back. If you were to live at Triveni, Prayag, where Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati meet and perform Ashwamedha Yagyas for 1,000 crores of years, you would still not get the same benefit that you got from chanting these holy names. If you were to stand up to your neck in freezing water and in this way performing severe austerities for many thousands of years, you would still not get the same benefit that you would get simply from chanting these holy names. If we simply had faith in this chanting process given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very easily we can attain Krishna Prem. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhira Vishasana. We should, with great faith, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, who has brought the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world, we invite you to take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prem Sanghita movement. It is a very easy process. It's a very powerful process. It's a very joyful process. And if we take this process seriously, then certainly we will achieve the supreme perfection of it, which is to attain pure love of Krishna. And giving up this, when we give up this material body, we'll go directly to Krishna by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have many books on this subject. And when we say have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is not blind faith. That is based on Shastra. So we have so many books based on Shastra. We also have now in Tamil one book, Premavatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think many of you got that book. If you didn't get it, it's available from the book table outside. But so many other wonderful books are there. Bhagavad Gita, Vinaya Gurubil. So please take some books. We invite you to take to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement with your heart and soul and intelligence also. So if there are any questions about this, please ask. And then after that, we shall again perform kirtan.
இப்ப பேசப்பட்ட விஷயங்கள்ல உங்களுக்கு ஏதாவது கேள்விகள் இருந்தா தயவுசெய்து கேளுங்க. அதுக்கப்புறம் நம்ம கொஞ்ச நேரம் கீர்த்தன் பண்ணணும்.
And there is also prasad will be distributed.
அதுக்கப்புறம் எல்லாருக்கும் பிரசாத விநியோகம் இருக்கு.
If anyone has any question, please raise your hand.
யாருக்காவது ஏதாவது கேள்வி இருந்தா நீங்க கைத்துக்கலாம்.
And we'll give you this cordless mic and you can ask.
நாம இந்த மைக் கொடுப்போம், நீங்க கேள்வி கேட்கலாம்.
There's no questions that need you all fully convinced.
எந்த கேள்வி இல்ல அப்படின்னா நீங்க எல்லாரும் சொன்ன விஷயங்களை முழு கவனத்தை ஏற்றுக்கிறீங்களா?
Are you all fully convinced?
நீங்க எல்லாரும் முழு கவனத்தை ஏற்றுக்கிறீங்களா?
you're all fully convinced, then you should join with us in kirtan, chanting and dancing.
நீங்கள் இந்த முழுக்கா இந்த விஷயத்தை ஏற்றுக்கிறீங்க அப்படின்னா நீங்கள் எல்லாரும் இப்போ நடக்க போகிற கீர்த்தனத்தில் ஆடிக்கிட்டு ஆடிக்கிட்டு நீங்கள் முழுக்க
பங்கெடுத்துக்கணும்.
நீங்கள் எல்லாரும் பண்ணுறது விரும்புறீங்களா?
His name is Krishna Kirtana Das.
இவருடைய பேர் கிருஷ்ண கீர்த்தனதாஸ்.
He doesn't need a microphone. Krishna's given him a strong voice. So, if you have a strong voice, use it to chant Hare Krishna.
உங்ககிட்ட பலமான குரல் இருந்தது அப்படின்னா அதை கிருஷ்ணருடைய நாமத்தை சொல்றதுக்கு உபயோகப்படுத்த.
If you don't have a strong voice, still chant.